Now, when he talks about the tongues of angels, he's not suggesting that angels have a physical body. What he means is this: even if I spoke like angels do to each other, without love, I am nothing, no worse, a burden and annoyance. As another example, when he says, every knee shall bow to him in heaven and on earth and under the earth, he doesn't mean to imply that angels have knees and bones, far from it, but he's trying to illustrate their intense adoration by comparing it to our human practices. Similarly, when he calls it a tongue, he doesn't mean a fleshly organ, but is trying to demonstrate their communication with each other in a way we can understand.